Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is The Positive Truth, bringing the positive news we know you need to hear. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing, sir. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. We got 6 positive news stories to share, but before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, tell a friend about this positive news. Helps us out so much. It helps spread our message of positivity. Rate and review helps us out so much. 5 points, 5 stars, all that fun stuff. We also have an Instagram, a YouTube, a Facebook, and a Twitter. Facebook, we post our videos and positive news stories. Instagram, you see Tim's pretty face. And we post the links to our YouTube videos on Twitter. So yeah, let's go, Tim. What do you got? Let's get these positive news stories.
Oh man, we're jumping right into them like that. Okay. I got one. Big League Chew Shredded Bubblegum. They released a newly designed package featuring a female athlete for the first time in the company's nearly 40-year history. I thought this was something huge. It's 2019. It's basically all about girl power these days. So the fact that it's taken them this long to put a female in the package, I don't understand. But it's all good. They're doing it now. They were inspired by a 16-year-old softball player. Her aunt actually made the cover after Big League Chew contacted her. And now it came out in January of 2019. I don't know why it took us so long to talk about it, because this is some big news. I used to chew this gum when I was a kid. I used to watch Sandlot, and they chewed this gum in Sandlot as well. I don't know if you've ever watched Sandlot, JP. Have you?
I don't, but I have a friend that has a shirt that all my other friends really enjoy, so I know about it.
Ha, right, there sorry. We go. At least you knew about it, man. They chewed that gum in that movie, too. That's the reason why I chewed it so much, because I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. And yeah, I think it's even cooler that they have a female in the package now. So yeah, man, shout out to Big League Chew.
Yes, sir. So I have a theme again.
Ooh.
On Wednesday, it was follow-up stories to other positive news stories and how they just kept on getting better. Today is giving back. So the first one I want to focus on is, of course, NBA All-Star Weekend giving back. The All-Star Weekend in 2019 was in Charlotte. That is where Wardell Stephen Curry was born, point guard for Golden State Warriors.
And he used his government name.
I mean, to be fair, Wardell is a great name, at least in my opinion. But everyone calls him Steph Curry, and he's sponsored by Under Armour, and they spent All-Star Weekend with their, instead of going to do and have throwing a big party, they spent it on a Charlotte Rec Center renovation. And man, it's awesome. Rebuilt a whole gym. It's got a new computer center. It's got a new basketball court. It's got surround sound system set up. It's absolutely free. It's got an education space, a Curry kitchen area. Ha, puns.
Puns for days.
And man, it's just about giving people equal opportunities in education, access to knowledge and nutrition and wellness, and having a safe, inspiring place to play. Shout out to Steph Curry giving back. And Under Armour, instead of spending all, usually what happens with All-Star games is these companies give money to throw parties. Steph was like, we're not doing a party, we're renovating. And I think it's awesome.
Man, that's awesome. That's super awesome. Bigger than the game for sure.
Yes, sir. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I have a short one, but an awesome one. I have a woman by the name of Haley Moss. She became the first openly autistic person to be admitted to the Florida bar. Not only did the Parkland native graduate from the University of Miami School of Law and pass the Florida bar, but she had also published multiple books. She lives independently and works at a top law firm in Miami. Though, like many of us, she still has sometimes to forget to do her laundry and things like that. But the fact that she has become the very first autistic person to be admitted to the Florida bar is amazing in itself. It's something that we definitely should talk about here on The Positive Truth, because there's a lot of acceptance that has to do with people that have autism, and we don't necessarily understand, but I feel like here is a place where you can hear plenty of positive stories of people that have this disorder, and it shows you that they can do anything that you can do. Hell, even better.
Absolutely, man. That's absolutely awesome. There's no way I could survive in law school. So that's an accomplishment for anyone. The fact that she's the first ever to do it, she's going to inspire others to do it as well.
Absolutely, man. There's no way I'm surviving law school. I know that for a fact.
But you know the one thing we can survive? We can survive our audio meditation, where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to play along as well. So, Tim, what are you grateful for?
Oklahoma weathermen.
Okay. Interesting.
I got an unexpected snow day today. So, you know, we didn't have practice. The wife didn't have to go to work. That means we didn't have to take Layla to daycare. So we got to spend some time together as a family. And it was all because Oklahoma weathermen said it was going to snow. And it kind of did. But it didn't really snow. So shout out to them. We appreciate you.
Yeah, this is Oklahoma, where if there's a quarter of an inch of snow coming down, everything stops. Everything.
Don't leave the house. Buy all the bread and water you can.
This is not an exaggeration for anyone that lives in a cold area. People go a little bit cuckoo whenever any sort of icicles start coming from the sky here.
Yeah, man, I don't get it, but I guess I'm used to it. What are you grateful for, sir?
This is going to sound weird, but you know what? I'm usually doing the weird things. I'm grateful for my brain and intelligence and just human intelligence. So I'm really knowledgeable in strange things. Most people are knowledgeable in like pop culture things. I'm knowledgeable about random things I've read or like journalism. So I came across speedrunning, which is, you know, video games, who can beat Mario in the fastest time ever.
Ah.
And I'm also doing programming at school. So the one thing computers can do better than us is like math problems really quickly, or just structures with rules. If I ask you what's 5,080 times 270, it's going to take you a while to do it, but a computer can pump it out really quick.
Right.
So I'm watching this documentary on speedrunning, and it's saying the fastest way you can beat the first ever Super Mario game is like 5 minutes and 20 seconds. That's if you press every button specifically, like perfect, which is impossible for humans to do. But the record is actually lower than that. It's like 4:56. The reason is our intelligence. We're so smart. We figured out ways to break the game, to do little tricks to make it go faster, like find little glitches in the system. And that's you gotta love human intelligence. Never doubt your brain power. You can learn to do anything when you're determined. And that's what I took from the video. Like, these computers think they're fast, but we're smart enough to figure out things they can't figure out. So yeah, shout out to intelligence.
Man, that's pretty dope, JP. I don't think that was weird at all.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks. You remember how you were grateful for the Oklahoma weather?
Yes, sir.
So it's cold here. And that actually ties into my next positive news story. There is a Washington small business owner who found his way to help the needy cut their expenses and stay warm this winter. His name is Shane McDaniel. And he started collecting firewood last summer when heavy storms fell across his Lake Stevens home. He enlisted the help of his sons, and his house was quickly surrounded by like 40 cords of firewood. I don't know what a cord of firewood is, but it sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
There's not many trees here in Oklahoma.
We need to start planting some, man.
For sure. And so this winter, he's like, I have a lot of firewood. I should give it away for free to help out these people that are like lower income that can't afford heat, to help, you know, they can put it in their furnace and just keep their houses warm. And that's what he's been doing. He's given away all of this firewood for free instead of making money off of it. It sticks with my theme of giving back. It's absolutely awesome. When he posted it on social media, he had 10,000 messages within the first week. That's how much of a need this was. And I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, man. That's amazing.
So shout out, man, to Mr. McDaniel. Shouts out and do rags off to you, sir.
Tú sabes. Well, man, I got one more today. And it's about the sports apparel brand Lacoste. You know what that is, JP?
Expensive clothes.
Yeah, that has that like a crocodile as a logo.
Yeah, we had a friend that you went to high school with that he introduced it to me. He's like, I would wear a Lacoste. We were like 18. I was like, okay, dog. Okay.
Man, I'm glad times have changed. Well, man, the reason why I'm talking about them is because last year they raised over $328,000 for conservation efforts last year for with basically a promotional line of shirts that they sold. And this year they kind of did the exact same thing. They got some shirts and they put on, instead of the crocodile, they put different logos like a sea turtle because they're going extinct, right? And for an example, there's about 350 specific tigers that are left on the planet. So they printed out 350 polos with that tiger on, as the logo. And they sold the shirts for $185 a piece.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. But the coolest, the coolest thing is they ended up selling 1,775 shirts. And they used all profits. And they donated it to the IUCN Conservation. And donations are actually still rolling in from people who just want to support the cause. I thought it was something super amazing, super unique to use your platform, especially with clothes, because, you know, fashion's really big all across the world, no matter where you go. And you're using it to spread some awareness.
Yeah, shout out to Lacoste, raising money for conservation.
Tú sabes.
So, Tim, our Positive Truth Person of the Year for 2018 was teachers, right?
Yes, sir.
And I have a great teacher giving back. So her name is Kathy McAllister. She's a retired teacher and lifelong book lover. And she's been donating at a volunteer nonprofit service association in Phoenix, Arizona. They give away books. And so she's been leafing through thousands and thousands of books since 2012. But this is how she gave back. She was leafing through an old book of the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. And they didn't need the book because they already had like five of them. She was like, instead of me just, you know, giving this away, donating it to another library, let me actually flip through it like I'm supposed to. And she found $4,000 in this book. The book was, it had a hollowed off hiding space for this money. And she was like, oh. This is interesting. So she discovers, like, she's looking at him like, this is real money. This isn't fake. This isn't a joke. She's like, how do I get this back to the family? She also discovered a family letter in there that said who it belonged to. And the family was located within 10 minutes of opening the hidden treasure, which it was the money in the book. So what had happened was it was a grandparent. Grandparent had died and left the money in there. And their kid just gave it away. And so she took it up there. She was like, are you so-and-so? And they're like, yeah. I was like, here's your money in this book. And they were just stunned. It's absolutely awesome. She didn't have to do that. But she said, my values were grounded in our faith, that the church taught us what was right and what was wrong. It just becomes who you are after a while. Never crossed my mind to keep it since it wasn't hers. And I think it's an awesome way to just give back. That's a hell of a gift to get rung on your doorbell one day.
Man, I agree 100%. And that is like an awesome story. I feel like I've heard a few of those stories where people give back a large amount of money like that. And I always think it's amazing because I don't know what I would do if I was put in that place. I'm not perfect. I can admit that, you know. $40,000, that's a grip.
So, yeah, shout out to her, man. Doing the right thing.
Absolutely up for Positive Truth Person of the Year.
We are out of positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
Yes, I do. Our true life is lived when tiny changes occur. Leo Tolstoy.
So make that tiny positive change occur in you or someone else's life. We appreciate everyone listening, and we're out.
Stay positive.